Recipes that take care of your kidney health. Kidney health is essential for overall well-being, as the kidneys perform vital functions such as filtering waste, balancing fluids, and regulating blood pressure. A proper diet can make a big difference in both the prevention and management of kidney diseases, such as kidney failure. Here are three simple and delicious recipes. Recipe 1. Fresh egg and avocado salad, portions controlled. This recipe is ideal as a light lunch or dinner. Makings. 2 cooked and chopped egg whites, or 1 whole egg if dietitian allows. 1/4 medium avocado, small cubed, controlled portion of potassium. 2 tablespoons chopped fresh parsley. 1/2 clove garlic, finely chopped or grated. Freshly ground black pepper to taste. Optional. A few drops of lemon juice or apple cider vinegar to enhance the flavor. Optional. 1 teaspoon extra virgin olive oil. Preparation. In a small bowl, combine the chopped egg whites, avocado, parsley, and garlic. Season with black pepper to taste. If desired, add a few drops of lemon juice or apple cider vinegar and the teaspoon of olive oil. Mix gently and serve immediately. Considerations for the renal patient. Protein. Eggs are an excellent source of high-quality protein. If the patient needs to limit phosphorus or protein, egg whites are ideal. Potassium. The avocado portion is controlled to minimize potassium intake. Sodium. No added salt. Garlic, parsley, pepper, and lemon provide sodium-free flavor. Serving size, 1 small bowl, equivalent to 2 egg whites plus 1/4 avocado. Calories, approximately 120 to 140 kilocalories. Total fat, 9 to 11 grams. Saturated fat, 1.5 to 2 grams. Cholesterol, 0 to 5 milligrams, if only whites are used. Approximately 90 milligrams, if 1 whole egg is used. Sodium, 90 to 110 milligrams. Total carbohydrate, 6 to 8 grams. Dietary fiber, 3 to 4 grams. Added sugars, 0 grams. Protein, 8 to 10 grams if only using egg whites, or 12 to 14 grams if using 1 whole egg. Notes for the renal patient. This recipe is great for its low sodium content and good source of high quality protein. The amount of potassium in avocado is controlled in this portion, making it safer. Recipe 2. Pasta with chickpeas and fresh vegetables, low in phosphorus and sodium. Makings. 1 cup of white pasta, such as spaghetti, penne, or elbows. Cooked al dente and drained. 1/2 cup canned chickpeas, rinsed well and drained, reduces sodium and some potassium. 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil. 1/4 cup finely chopped onion. 1/2 small green bell pepper, chopped, optional, low potassium. 1 cup fresh arugula. 1 garlic clove, minced. 1 teaspoon dried oregano or chopped fresh basil. Black pepper to taste. Optional, a minimal pinch of grated Parmesan cheese, less than 1 teaspoon, or avoid it altogether. Preparation. Cook the pasta according to the instructions on the package. Once cooked, drain and set aside. While the pasta is cooking, heat the olive oil in a skillet over medium heat. Add the onion and bell pepper, if using, and sauté until soft, about 3 to 5 minutes. Stir in the garlic and oregano or basil. Cook for 1 more minute until the garlic is fragrant. Add the rinsed chickpeas to the pan and sauté for a couple of minutes to warm up and absorb the flavors. Remove from heat and mix the cooked pasta with the vegetables and chickpeas. Add the fresh arugula. Season with black pepper. If desired, sprinkle on the minimal pinch of Parmesan cheese. Considerations for the renal patient. Pasta. White paste is used to reduce the phosphorus and potassium content compared to wholemeal. Chickpeas. The portion is controlled and rinsed to reduce sodium. Parmesan cheese. It is suggested to eliminate it or use an extreme minimum amount due to its high sodium, phosphorus, and potassium content. Sodium. No added salt. Herbs and spices are key to flavor. Serving size, 1.5 cups, equivalent to 1 cup cooked pasta plus 1/2 cup chickpeas plus vegetables. Calories, approximately 300 to 350 kilocalories. Total fat, 6 to 8 grams. Saturated fat, 1 to 1.5 grams. Cholesterol, 0 milligrams if Parmesan is omitted. Sodium, 150 to 200 milligrams, considering rinsed canned chickpeas. Total carbohydrate, 50 to 60 grams. Dietary fiber, 7 to 9 grams. Added sugars, 0 grams. Protein, 12 to 15 grams. Notes for the renal patient. By using white paste and rinsing the chickpeas, sodium and phosphorus are reduced. The amount of chickpeas and the absence of Parmesan cheese contribute to better phosphorus and potassium control. It is a good source of fiber. Recipe 3. White fish and fresh cabbage. Tacos, kidney friendly. This is an excellent, well-balanced, and tasty option, ideal for a kidney diet. Makings. 4 ounces white fish, tilapia, cod, hake, skinless and boneless. 1/2 cup finely shredded or chopped cabbage. 1/4 cup finely chopped red onion or white onion. 2 small wheat tortillas. 1 teaspoon olive oil. 1/2 teaspoon cumin powder. 1/4 teaspoon sweet paprika. Black pepper to taste. Juice of 1/2 lemon or lime. Optional for sauce, make to order. 2 tablespoons of plain, non-fat Greek yogurt, low in phosphorus and potassium, mixed with a little garlic powder and lemon juice. Preparation for the fish. Pat the fish fillet dries with kitchen paper. In a dish, mix the cumin, paprika, and black pepper. Rub the spices over both sides of the fish. Heat the olive oil in a non-stick skillet over medium-high heat. Cook the fish for 3 to 4 minutes on each side or until cooked and flakes easily with a fork. Shred the cooked fish. For the cabbage and onion, in a small bowl, mix the shredded cabbage and chopped onion. Drizzle with the lemon or lime juice and mix. For the tortillas, heat the wheat tortillas in a dry skillet or microwave as directed, so they are soft and pliable. Assembling the tacos. Place a portion of shredded fish on each tortilla. Top with the cabbage and onion mixture. If using yogurt sauce, add a small amount. Considerations for the renal patient. Protein. White fish is an excellent and safe choice of lean protein. Potassium and phosphorus. Cabbage and onions are vegetables low in these minerals, which makes them ideal. Wheat tortillas. They are a good carbohydrate option, with less potassium and phosphorus than corn tortillas. Sodium. No added salt. The spices and lemon add a lot of flavors. Sauce. Optional. Greek yogurt is a safer alternative to many commercial sauces. Serving size, 2 small tacos, equivalent to 4 ounces of fish, plus vegetables, plus 2 tortillas. Calories. Approximately 280 to 320 kilocalories. Total fat, 6 to 8 grams. Saturated fat, 1 to 1.5 grams. Cholesterol, 50 to 70 milligrams. Sodium, 200 to 250 milligrams. May vary if salt is used in seasoning, but here it is assumed to be salt-free. Total carbohydrate, 30 to 35 grams. Dietary fiber, 3 to 4 grams. Added sugars, 0 grams. Protein, 25 to 30 grams. Notes for the renal patient. This is the most kidney-friendly recipe of the three. White fish is an ideal source of protein because it is low in phosphorus. Cabbage and onions are safe vegetables and low in potassium. Sodium is kept low by avoiding processed sauces and added salt. Conclusion. Taking care of your kidneys starts in the kitchen. Not only are these recipes easy to prepare, but they're also designed to support your kidney health without compromising on flavor. dare to try them and give your body the care it deserves.